You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to go sashay from 2022 into
2023. I'm not sashaying.
Yeah,
we're sashaying anywhere.
Come on. Put a mint in your mouth and sashay, big baby. Big scaredy cat. What do you want to leave behind in 2022? It's like January 1st rolls around and there will be no more something.
Mary posted on Facebook right away. She says the Broncos losing season. Just leave it behind and let's move on.
That's all you can do.
That's
right?
It. That's right.
Now, we'd like to keep this fairly lighthearted if we could. I know there's some people who can't do that, and they will take everything seriously, and they'll bring politics into it and everything else, blah, 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 blah.
Well, we did post it, and I will say there's a lot of job loss. There's a lot of death, and, you know, it's like...
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of that. I mean, that was kind of mine. I had some, you know, deaths in the family this year. I'm ready to move on from that, but there's a lot of Debbie Downer stuff. So maybe we can try to steer clear from that. Like Alexis wrote in and said the Starbucks peppermint shortage. She's ready to leave that behind in 2022. Come on, Starbies. Let's get some more peppermint. Peppermint syrup. So that's what we're looking for. Josh wandered in. What do you want ready to leave in behind in 2022, buddy?
Well, yeah. So we were, you know, you were asking me this earlier, and I was kind of thinking about it. And at the beginning of this year, which now seems forever ago, I was kind of walking into this year single, so I am ready to leave singleness in the past of 2022.
Singleness.
And in 2023, I'll be walking in a happy, healthy relationship. I'm excited.
Aww.
Yeah. Wow.
I got goosebumps.
That's
you guys
really
are
sweet,
so in love.
Young love.
That's, you guys are so cute.
Really sweet. You gonna pop the question in 2023?
I don't know.
I think that's a yes.
No,
I don't know. Yeah, maybe a little bit longer, but we'll see. I'm excited. We'll see what 2023 brings.
Oh, my God. So cute. How about you, Dom? I'm trying to think of anything for me. I had a good year.
Oh, I know what I'm leaving behind. Two things. One's in my control, one is not. I'm going to leave behind cauliflower.
I can see that.
I've had it up to here with cauliflower. I've had it up to here with the cauliflower rice. And the cauliflower mashed potatoes. And so I am leaving cauliflower. And this is not one of those things where everybody calls in and they tell you the food that they hate. Because I've eaten cauliflower my whole life. I mean, I don't hate cauliflower until now. And it's just like so much, you know, with if you're trying to eat healthy and everything, they're like, instead of doing the potatoes, you know, do mashed cauliflower. If you're, instead of doing rice, do cauliflower rice. And I was like, I'm leaving it behind. I do not want another bite of cauliflower
ever again.
For at least 5 more years, and then maybe I'll...
You don't even want cauliflower ear. That's how much you hate it.
I don't even want it. So I'm leaving cauliflower behind. That's what I'm doing. And then the other one I'd like to, which is out of my control, is all of the spam emails, phone calls, and text messages, which have become insane. I would love to leave behind
good
spammers.
Luck with that.
I know. I might just have to stick with cauliflower. What do you got? Anything?
Disneyland. We went to Disneyland for the first time with the kids this summer. Been there, done that, and now I am leaving that behind forevermore. No more Disney for me. And then gray hair. I just dyed my hair a couple days ago, and I like it. I am going to leave behind my little bit of salt and pepper. That's been sprouting quite a bit, and I'm leaving it behind. I'm gonna go all in with the hair coloring. I'm sorry, I'm doing it.
About you doing that,
huh?
So Jeremy's coloring his hair now. She went interesting.
Oh yes, no, she likes it. She actually really likes it. She's like, oh my gosh.
I said my wife.
Oh, your wife? No, my wife was like, it took a couple years off of you.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about it. She was like, oh, interesting.
Hey, listen, I posted a video yesterday and somebody was like, your hair looks really good. It's very natural.
Oh, of course.
It looks very natural.
You're kidding. You posted it and some sycophant like went on
They're
and
like,
kissed
it looks
your
really
butt.
Good.
Really?
I did a loop in the office yesterday asking people if it looked natural because I don't want to be that guy where it's like, oh my God, it's like, no. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, you look great.
You look so good.
I'm leaving it. This is going to be a thing from here on out.
I'm not asking you to change. Just
I'm
you
not
do
gonna.
You, man.
I'm
if you
not
want to color your hair gray.
I'm leaving the gray behind.
Are you going to be doing all hair or just... What are you going to leave behind in 2022? What do you want to leave behind? This obviously gets broken into a couple of camps. A, things that are under your control and things that are not in your control. Mo would like to leave behind Avalanche fans yelling one line of the national anthem. That goes along with Bronco fans doing the incomplete.
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it's not funny.
What's
funny is that sports fans get into these, you know, this is a tradition. And it's like, okay.
And the D and the fence, too. It's like that.
That was old 40 years ago.
Yeah, if you
and
see.
And people still walk into a game holding a letter D and a fence.
They need the stadium employees to stop those people before they come in and be like, you know, have a pile. Be like, throw it in the trash. Put it right there in the dumpster before you come in. You're not bringing that in here.
And then shove the people down.
Yeah, and then shove them right down. A lot of weight posts, you know, 20 pounds, 45 pounds. Somebody wrote in and said 75 pounds. They're ready to leave some LBs behind in 20.
Morgan wants to leave behind self-doubt and deprecation. It's all about growth and self-care.
All right.
Way to go, Morgan.
Go, Morgan. Anna says, my sore toe. I broke my toe this year. She's ready to leave her toe behind. Chad says, one of my colleagues, total D-bag. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
along the same lines, Dale says, I have one day left at my current job and then I'm leaving. Excited to start my new career in 2023. C wrote in and said, bad skin and acne.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, that's
is that one of those things that is in your control or out of your control? Because it's genetic.
Kind of be in your control. There's various elixirs and pastes and ointments, I guess. I don't know. Lisa said a very bad, very, very bad situationship. What's a situationship?
Yeah, I know what she's talking about.
A lot of ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. Somebody just said Colorado.
You know what? We should probably talk about this too. I'm sure we'll do it again when we come back after the first of the year. When do we come back? On the second? Mm-hmm. Or are we off on the second? I think we come back on
second.
The second.
Yeah, we come back on the second.
And it's interesting because there's a certain group of people who like to poo-poo the whole idea of, you know, making a change on January 1st. It doesn't even have to be a resolution, it's just shifting something like that. And some people like to poo-poo that and they're like, oh, that's so cliched. You know, you can change any, you know, you can change on July 9th, you know, August 23rd. You don't have to wait till January 1st. And I get that. Okay, all of that's true. But at the same time, if it's an attempt to make your life or yourself better, why would anybody poo-poo that? I mean, so what? There is something symbolic.
It is.
About,
it's a fresh,
you know,
start, a fresh year.
Behind. Yeah.
It's the little baby of the new year, you know.
Yeah, so for those of you who have a perfect life and, you know, you want to make fun of those who want to, you know, at least have a goal of changing something in a new year.
Yeah.
And we're not all perfect, you know, and I kind of like the notion with the changing of the calendar, you know, of doing things
yeah.
a little differently.
It's nice. So, and we all know it'll fizzle out within 20 to 30 days anyway.
A lot of it will, but don't the surveys show that it's something like 25%?
Stick with it for a little while.
Manage it. Yeah, and so those aren't horrible numbers. It's not like 95%, you know, fail.
Kudos to those people, man.
Yeah, if you've got like 25 to 30%, and it could be that a lot of those that fail, they just set the bar way too high. It's well, I'm going to lose, you know, 100 pounds this year. Well, that's, you know, why don't you start at 10 pounds,
you know?
Start with something that's doable.
Yeah. I worked at a gym for a long time, and it was always funny to see, you know, the beginning of the year, the rush. I mean, you could tell, like, by December, it was kind of fizzling out, and then it's all of a sudden, like, boom, that first week in January, the club was just packed to the gills of people. Mm-hmm. It was all the New Year's resolution people. We talked about them every year. It was like, here they come.
Yeah.
And they'll be out of here by, you know, March 1st. And sure enough, by March 1st, it was like...
But you know, at least people are making an effort.
At least they make an effort. That's right.
And I'm pretty sure that I used to be that snarky person who poked fun at anyone who was making some sort of change with the change of the calendar. But I have morphed and I have shifted my thinking on this. It's like, hey, the people who try, at least they're trying. So get off their backs.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Or get on their backs while they do some squats.
I do want to do a shout out to Diana, who says what she'd like to leave behind. She goes, sticking with the sports theme, leave behind the wave at baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, the wave is for football and beauty queens.
I love seeing the people that aren't in it when they're sitting there and they just put their hand up and it comes by. They're like, nah, all right.